By request, the Beatles doing yesterday for another satisfied customer here on the Ghost Raisin. Lenny here till 1 a.m. It's not always that easy tracking down requests. Sometimes I spend a whole afternoon checking the used record shops or going through my Rolodex of experts who got their PhDs in early Delta Blues or late Dean Martin. Like with this request here.
I would kindly like for you to play for me the Mother Goose Suite by Maurice Ravel. Not the version for orchestra, but for four-hand piano. Two people playing. Do you understand? Which my cousin and I used to play together, sitting on the same bench. Both of us were quite serious about piano. We were the same age, almost to the day. And since I had only brothers, she was like a twin sister for me. Until we were separated, you know, in the war. We both lived in Hamburg, the city of Brahms. My family got out in 1931. Her stayed. They couldn't get visas, you know. No one ever saw her again, or the rest of her family. And so I didn't play this music again. I really couldn't. But now, I'm very old, and I would like to hear it one more time. And feel her beside me. But the people told me it's only on a CD. But I don't have a CD player. And if you could play it near the beginning of your show, because it's difficult for me to stay awake so late, I would be very, very appreciative. Thank you.
Wow. But that's what the show's about. It took some doing, put some more miles on Anne-Marie, but I finally found it. Two pianos, four hands. And tonight, violating sacred AM radio law by playing anything longer than 3 minutes, at peril of eternal excommunication from the airwaves, but also knowing the station manager never listens to the show, you're going to hear all 15 and a half minutes of Maurice Ravel's...
I remember holding you a few hours after you were born. June was in the room. I was talking about Lenny. You woke from a nap and stared at me, and I stopped talking. I didn't want you to hear. I was so used to you being inside my body, but now you are out. And then the thought hit me. What had you overheard all those months just a room away on the other side of the door?
The capital of Louisiana is Baton Rouge. Its state flower is the magnolia. It's...
I'm a night person. I was formerly a night boy, and before that, a night baby. I was born at night, 3:22 a.m. Night's my hometown, the place I'm comfortable. For me, the morning sun is like a loud drunk, obnoxious, unwanted, demanding attention. The sun is so bright it hides. The constellations are always there above us, but can only be seen after dark. Day-submerged sounds come out with the stars. Crickets in the grass, a piano half a block away, the car-trailing tin cans clatter of a river heard from a cabin, moths, the night's butterflies emerge, pollinating the night-blooming flowers, and most important of all, radio waves travel farther at night.
We were so incredibly young, both of us. I was young, and he was younger. Remember the Jumblies, the Edward Lear poem?
Mm-hmm.
When you were little, you could recite the whole thing.
They went to sea in a sieve, they did. In a sieve they went to sea.
In spite of all their friends could say, on a winter's morn, on a stormy day.
I'd hear those first words and I'd think, that was us.
In a sieve they went to sea. And when the sieve turned round and round...
How old were you when you met?
I was 25, just finishing my teaching credential. He was 22. He'd work at music stores and radio stations, playing accordion for dances. Then he decided to see the world outside Louisiana. He had a red Volvo station wagon. He drove all over the country for 6 months, pulled into Berkeley, liked the feel, and stayed.